Mountain?
Yes, in Boston. Yes, surely.
Friends and welcome.
Glad we made it.
Good afternoon, friends, and welcome to that day. With the Bob and Ray. Certainly in kettlebell, Kenneth the organ, Bill Gray at the piano. No.
Somebody was.
Kettlebell, go on another vacation. I understand.
Oh, we're going to have them. We're going to be free next week?
Next week, we'll be able to play the type of music that American people
that
appreciate.
That you people have asked for so often.
That's right. We're going to try to answer as many of your requests as possible.
Why don't you tell the public you're firing me again?
Yes, you're true. Completely true. No more. That won't go anymore, Bill.
No more.
No,
that's
sir.
All done.
Absolutely
no,
not.
Bring up a duet.
Well, I'm going to wait around with Christmas. Rehire him and then let him go.
We'll hire him back in about a week. So won't it be quiet in here next week?
We'll have a good time. We'll have a good time. We'll have a good time.
Who's buried there? It certainly will. And speaking of ponies, do you have anything else to say, Green?
Yeah, I don't care.
Sit down.
This program is getting completely out of hand.
I don't know what's the matter with Green. I think he's a frustrated news announcer.
I think he is, too, or some kind of a...
And if you had a leather bow tie, it would make you the Shell news reporter. But, of course, you
don't
have
it. Shirt for it.
Certainly. Is it?
Is that who it belongs to?
Well, look, I mean, this is getting us nowhere.
Well, it's getting anywhere here.
Absolutely not.
It's going to be a warm weekend. We can start with the weather. That's always a safe subject.
Well, it's going to be very hot, as a matter of
fact. Hot weekend.
Bob and I were discussing old-time sayings and how they've passed out of vogue now. We thought we'd review them for you with appropriate events that happened to us way back in them days.
We need some background instrumental music for this. That's what you're paid for. This is your last day.
You play like crazy when we don't ask you. You're going to at least play when we do ask you to play. Either that
even
or
though you have got a new haircut.
What a haircut.
Well, I think this first one goes back to about 1928, doesn't it?
What's that again?
1928 is the first phrase that we're going to dramatize today.
I don't know, Bob. How do I know which phrase it is?
Well,
I mean, don't let me ask. Come on, everybody dance.
Oh, yeah, three. The era of jazz. That's
Boy,
what it was.
That car was going like 60.
Now, the next one is 1933, Bill. You remember anything from MMXC11BM?
No, we don't have any soul left in us here, Frank. It's too late, Max.
Another one from that era was, well, I'll be seeing you.
Not if I see you first.
Then, in 1936, one of the most popular of all of these phrases was this.
Which one?
One home your mother watched you.
What year was, Hiya, Colonel. Or what was it?
Okay, Colonel.
Okay, Colonel.
Oh, that was way back. That was around 32 or 3, I guess.
Well, all those things are gone. Why don't you, put an egg in your shoe and beat it?
So long. So long, and don't take any wooden nickels.
Boy, but we don't have any good things.
Yes,
well, we
do.
Drop dead.
Well, that's a good one, but we have one that has lived down through the years, through the decades.
And that, Bob, is what?
That one? I was just thinking of. What is it? Oh, is it hot enough for you?
Oh, yes, is it hot enough?
That one is more popular today, probably, than
it was
before.
Yesterday.
Certainly more
today.
Popular than any Saturday this year. Gives us great pleasure now.
Me, but do you know you have a pocket full of pigeon feathers?
No, I didn't
know. I'll take them out.
I was going to present our guest speaker. I'm the staff announcer here.
Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah. We have more light on Green Hill for the camera. They've been complaining. And that makeup is a little too dark, if you like. Our guest speaker today is speaking in place of the speaker we expected to speak.
Well, I'm very sorry.
Oh, are you doing the introduction?
Yes, here he is. Honorable. What was your name? Freeman?
Albert L. Feenstreet.
Feenstreet. All right, go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Elliott. I'm sorry that the commander couldn't be with me on this broadcast, but he's suffering from an allergy. He couldn't be here today. He sent me here as senior vice commander in charge of this broadcast for this day. Broadcast. I am. This afternoon, we are going to discuss what this new law will mean to you and me as citizens of this Commonwealth. We will have to pay one more penny per package of cigarettes starting the first of September. And I feel...
This is rather an unusual speaker we have today.
Thank you.
One word on each piece of paper. He came in here with a whole pile of papers.
Oh, enough of that. I don't want to make any more speeches. I just want to curl up and sleep.
Well, why don't you do that right now? I can think of nothing better to sleep through than what's coming along here.
Oh, you mean Cannonville are going to play...
This is their second to last number before their vacation.
What do you know about that? Wait a minute. Before you play, man, would like to know your vacation plans.
Briefly, that is.
Could you sum them up in two or three words?
Are you winging west?
Are you going west?
Say Dedham.
How about you, Bill? That's exactly right. You should go south,
good.
Believe me. And here they are.
We'll see you then. Ben Light all signed up for next week.
We need you, man. We need you two musicians.
And we're trying to get Ken Griffin. We can get him with that. They've told us, Bill. Oh, now, wait a minute. Now you're treading on dangerous territory.
You're treading on very thin ice today.
And it's tough sledding.
Oh,
well, let's go over the limits. Yesterday, something really dramatic happened, as I remember. There was a fire, the Chicago fire. That was what it was.
I don't seem to remember that.
Now, the life and love of Linda Lovely, written for radio by A. Carrington Lump, starring Marcia Van Alcott as Linda, Sherman L. Sturdley as David.
As we look in on them, they're going or preparing to go on a mystery ride.
Linda, I wonder where this mystery ride will take us.
I don't know, Dick, but we're going on a mystery ride somewhere.
Yes, I
think it's out to Squire Sturdley's ranch.
Well, it certainly will. Certainly will be a pleasant ride with all of that hay.
But it will be a mystery, David.
We won't know until we get there where we're going.
And then we'll have to report on what happened.
We'll come back Monday. This will be a cliffhanger.
And we can tell everyone what happens to us on our mystery ride.
Why are you two people gone on the mystery ride?
Uncle Eugene, I don't think we need any comment from you. What are you doing up there, pounding on the floor like that?
Yes, Uncle Eugene, please. The chandelier is shaking.
Fixing an old pair of shoes I have up here.
Oh, okay.
That's all right.
Excuse me. Do you know this room is on fire?
I just happened to notice it.
Well,
I wonder how long this has been going on.
I don't know.
The smoke is getting rather heavy.
Well, let's go.
Let's run.
No, not today. We won't.
We'll die like rats in here.
That's better. I'm supposed to say that before we say goodbye.
No, I know. I really don't feel like any big pieces today. We haven't got it anyway. Will you finish those shoes as fast as you can, please?
I'm working hard on them now. You want lifts on these, Shorty?
Yes, I want a regular elevator height there.
All right, sir. Hey, let me see your feet.
Yeah. Oh.
You got 6 toes on your right foot.
Let me try those shoes on, will you?
Sure.
Here, let me put them on. I'm 6 inches shorter than I was before. What have you done?
I don't know here. I think I put on the de-elevator.
The shoes that make you shorter?
I was thinking of your shoes about 6 inches.
Excavator shoes.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Let me try those shoes again.
That's in case you're taller than your girlfriend and probably down to her level.
That's right.
Well, now let me try them on.
How are they now?
The shoes seem to be on fire, but
it is better. Well, it's okay.
Now,
you'll find that if you wear shoes that are on fire, you'll feel better.
Now I'm 8 feet tall.
When you take them off.
What do I do?
It'll feel so good when you take them off.
Look, friends, call Richmond 2, 1750, and have television in your home this very night. This very day.
Try them on now.
All right.
But first?
Just about the same.
Okay, hand them back.
Not just ordinary television, not a small cable model, but Admiral television.
Hey, who's your favorite orchestra? Do you have any?
Isham Jones.
No, I just want to.
I wish you would make comments. Go ahead with your work, but don't say anything.
What if the Red Fox will do the fast at all?
Now, all you do to get this television into your home tonight is to call the House of Television at Richmond 21750.
By jingo.
A trained operator is waiting there all alone for your call. And we may make a call right here and now on this program to see if that operator is awake. I'm dialing the number now, Richmond 21750.
Hello?
Hello, who is this, please?
This is Richmond 21750, House of Television.
You're a trained operator waiting for my call, are you?
Yes, I'm trained.
And will you make arrangements for me to have a television set?
Certainly will, sir. When would you like to have it delivered to your home?
This very evening.
What time?
Oh, 20 minutes of 8.
Got a date. Did you make it earlier?
No, that's the time I want it in my home.
20 minutes of 8.
Your advertising says I can have it in my home on time.
Well, you could, sir, if you'd want me to break my date, and I don't believe you would. I think you're too fine a gentleman, Doc.
Frankly,
to get out of your house on a Saturday night.
I don't care much about your date at all.
I bet you do. Well, you're just saying that.
No,
thanks
I'm
a lot,
not
sir.
Just saying
and look, call us Monday, won't you, for sure? Thanks.
I want a set.
Thanks a lot, sir. You bet.
Not just
you're
ordinary.
One in a million. There aren't many fellows would do that.
Yes,
for
but
a guy.
I called to.
See, I'd be fired if you complained about me, but boy, you're a pretty good scout.
Well, I think
thank
I
you.
Will.
Good night.
Night. So call Richmond 21750.
This very day.
Have television in your home.
How much does it cost?
It costs $229.95.
Or supposing I want to spread it out over convenient payment plan.
Put it over 2 years.
All right. How much would it cost me under those circumstances?
$22.95. And the balance spread over 2 years.
Well, let me see now. Wait a minute here.
$22.95. I can tell you right off it's
10%. $22.95. Now. $22.95. All right. That's got $7.95.
That means I have $207 left to pay.
That's right. In 2 years. So you pay $103.5 a year. $103.5. Well, it goes $103.5.
All right. But we don't go into this. Well, that's pretty cheap. I thought it'd run me a little more than that.
Sure. But you can have it, and you can have the set right away, you see. And it's Admiral television.
Oh, the best.
Beautiful Admiral.
But ain't no small table model.
Admiral console model.
The big one.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I want. I want one of the big ones.
If you people out there would like to have one of these things.
Any one of you folks out there in Radio Land think you'd like to have a TV set.
Through special arrangement with the Bob and Ray Show, House of Television is making this offer to you.
That's right.
By simply calling the House of Television at Richmond 2-1750.
That's right, friends.
Talking with their trained attendant.
Excuse me, I think it's going to have a word. Oh, it is Richmond 2-1750.
It better be after we've mentioned it 18 times, Preston. What do you throw monkeys into the wrench for?
Just stop that nonsense. Richmond 2-1750.
It's 1-7-1-5-0.
Richmond 7.
Hey, I think we better look that number up.
I believe so.
Don't call anybody.
Don't call anybody.
Camper down to Studio 1.
Camper down to Studio 1.
And give us a call on the buzzer so that we'll know, will you?
Thank you ever so much.
Gee, boy, you may have saved the day here, Preston. No, 1-7. Well, don't
Richmond
confuse everybody
seven,
now.
2-1.
This could be the end that you're listening to right now, friend.
Yes.
This whole thing may be blowing up in our faces as we sit here now.
This may be the very end of AM and you're sitting in on it.
You
this
are
is
there.
This a historic moment?
Boy, we need a fanfare for
Certainly.
That.
This is the end of the radio.
Thank you. I'm nowhere. Where are you?
Thank you. And hello, friends out there in Radio Land. Afternoon.
I don't believe
we
I
have
recognize you, sir.
A nature talk schedule with Sir Cyril Blood, who is coming over here from England to guest on our program. Cyril Blood
of
the Liverpool Field Station. Cyril, take it away.
Well, thank you very much.
I mean, not you. I mean, take whatever that was that you brought into the studio. Take it away, please.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Announcer, and good afternoon, everyone.
Hello there.
Today, we take up the habit of the red... Just a moment. I believe a message is being handed to me just at this very moment. It says, speak up louder, Mushmouth.
All that copy, Bedworth, got a nickel, got a phone, got a minute.
Well, we have all
well,
that.
What's the phone number, Preston?
Read down further.
Run back and read down further.
We knew that.
We
line.
Knew we have to have a phone to call those.
Well, we write with the number. Person 21750. Here we were.
Here we were.
How could we?
You were just scaring us. Needlessly, friends, you weren't in on the end of radio.
No.
We will be back Monday. The program will still be on.
Even though Ken and Bill will not be here.
No. We had to sacrifice them. And we hope that House of Television will be here. It goes fine, Admiral Fett.
Incidentally, friends, I think that y'all all ought to buy one of these Admiral television sets if you're thinking of buying one. That is buying a television set. You'll like it. And the good part about it, friends, is this. They have pictures on them, and
most of them move.
A lot of them move. They're not pasted pictures. I mean, it's not pasted
you
on
won't
the back
get sick
of the class.
Of looking at the pictures because
they're
different.
Different pictures. You don't have one picture all the time.
I don't know how many different pictures they've got, but I haven't seen the same one twice.
No, I haven't either.
Very often.
Not on Admiral, anyway.
No.
I don't know about the other set.
They have wonderful pictures on that Admiral.
On Admiral, they're different sets all the time. Or
different pictures all the time.
You'll be very pleased and happy
and
to know.
Also on your Admiral...
Excuse me, Ken Wilson. Quiet, everybody. Ken Wilson's going to say something.
No, he wasn't. Oh. I was going to say, just to be democratic, the Admiral people on their sets will show you pictures of other television sets.
They will?
I think that's pretty broad-minded of them.
Well, I don't believe it.
Sure they will.
Is it true that Miss McGoon is selling a new magic lamp?
What's that again?
Look, if you can't control yourself and keep...
Don't touch the microphone,
you're going to break
please.
Down...
I went to Littleton last week and...
Yes?
And there's a sign up there that says, buy McGoon's magic lamp.
It does, huh? Well, that's very fun. I'm glad you added that to the show.
Is it true?
Not that I know of. We'll have to wait until Mary comes in.
She may be in today.
She
may be in today. And she may be giving us a little weekend talk before the weekend. In fact, here she is now.
Thank you, and hello, friends everywhere. It's grand to be back with you all on this warm, warm Saturday.
Yes.
And the weatherman says that it will be...
I believe, Mary, it was Archie Tech who said, life is great if you don't weekend.
Yeah.
And I'll write he is, too.
Certainly.
In his Bluebirds and Bolts from Out of the Blue.
What's that again?
In his book, Bluebirds and Bolts from Out of the Blue.
Certainly, indeed, yes. Now then, about the magic lantern, Mr. Wilson.
He said he was up in Littleton.
Uh-huh.
Is that where you said you were? And,
yes.
That he saw you with a sign in front of your house which said, magic lantern for sale.
Well, that's true. They are magic lanterns, and they throw black beams for finding things in the daytime.
Have you sold many of these recently?
There's not much of a demand for them, no.
Well, maybe you'll get some answers. As a result, what's the matter with you, then? Mary?
Not a thing, Bob.
You don't seem
I
to
feel
be,
so giddy.
You don't seem to be focusing.
Well...
you're not looking at me when you talk. You're looking right over my shoulder.
Oh, look at Stan to look at you, sir.
Well, I notice you look the same way as Mr. Wilson, Mr. Green, Mr. Sullivan.
I don't know what it is. I think it's an allergy.
Well, you'd better have that looked into. And be back with us again Monday, will you? Why don't you play that last song before your vacation? I think that would be swell. Scallyway.
It was?
By Ken and Bill.
I didn't recognize it.
Well, that what was that low, those low notes you were playing? Was that a tuba effect?
A bassoon.
A bassoon effect.
Well, Ken.
Are you ready?
Fine. Good to have you over. I understand you went through Littleton and up into New Hampshire last weekend.
Last weekend, yep.
And what town was it up there you journeyed to? Was it...
Effingham?
Where is Hollis exactly? Do you,
he's on vacation. He'll be back Monday.
Oh, is that so?
Well, that's Hollis Gray, I was thinking.
I'm thinking of Hollis, New Hampshire.
Oh, I don't know where he is.
But look, where's the bugle?
The bugler is all ready, and I think you can hear that.
Valley at Wonderland. Two important feature races, friends. The ninth and tenth events on the program. We'll provide racing thrills.
How about on the track? Are they going?
Oh, yes, certainly. Good. Fans tonight at Wonderland. At Revere. The ninth will be over the very popular 516-mile distance.
Yes, 516 square yards, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's 516th-mile distance. The tens will be over the long Revere course. That's 1,263 miles. Champion Oklahoman heads up the field in the ninth, going out against such great dogs as Harlan, Ruby Swift, Happy Event, Full Steam, Aces Booma.
Oh, I'm glad he is back for that.
Air Brake and Color Wave. Now, the post time is first race, 7:45. Daily Double closes, 7:30. Revere is near. From Boston by MCA, from Maverick Station.
Could you tie those phrases in a little bit closer together, please?
All right, good. Daily Double closes at 7:30. Revere is near from Boston. By MTA from Maverick Station, from everywhere over wide highways. Floodlighted free parking lots are provided for those who drive. For a Saturday night of fun, speed, and thrills, go Greyhound racing tonight at Wonderland.
And
go,
course,
go, friends, to the dogs tonight.
And it's always an extra thrill at Wonderland on a Saturday night because the dogs know that there's a big weekend coming up. They can relax tomorrow.
Oh, they don't run Sunday.
No, and they'll be back on Monday, of course. And they know that they're going to have a day, so they try it for fun.
They give you a good show Saturday night. They run like greyhounds, every one of them. They run real fast lines.
We haven't talked much this year about Swifty. He was one of our favorite characters last year.
Remember? That's right. We haven't had Swifty up guest on the program.
No, and I think maybe next week we'll invite him up.
Well, if we're lucky. Everywhere. We have other guest stars coming up.
We had some square dances coming up, Ken, on Monday, and you had already
told
someone in the sales department that you could play square dance music, but how are you going to do it if you're not here?
So we'll have to ask you to come in off your vacation. I hate to do this at the last minute. I know you Yes, I know you probably have plans made, but you'll have to forget them for Monday, if you don't mind.
Mr. Wilson has just swallowed a cigarette. That's a Chesterfield. He has nothing to worry about. That's a wonderful trick. That's from his old side stage, you know.
The old days when he was in the Marine Corps.
Yes.
Curious. Well, looks like
he's done that ever since I can hear. That and the jokes he tells have been synonymous with Wilson for 17 years here. 18 years.
18 and a half years.
What you've seen a lot of ups and downs in 18 and a half years, haven't you, huh? Boy, you've seen new studios. You've seen the same old organ console.
Excuse me, the telephone. Hello? Yes. What time would you like it set over, sir?
About 40 minutes of 8.
All right, I'll be there. I have a date, though.
I do, too.
Yes, goodbye, sweetheart. Until we meet.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
Sweetheart, party is such
sweet. Party is such sweet. All right. I'll be with you. Again,
real soon.
On tomorrow, don't go
with a song.
I say, hold on.
I'll be saying
goodnight,
sweetheart.
Till we meet tomorrow. Goodnight, sweetheart. Dreaming will finish tomorrow.
Oh, I'm excited, but the night is back.
Tablets are famous to help backache, headache, and restless, tired, weak feelings at certain specific days. When due to this simple cause,
Lydia Pinkham's tablets work through the sympathetic nervous system and are simply wonderful to relieve this painful distress and accompanying nervous tension and irritability of this nature.
Taken regularly, Pinkham's tablets help build up resistance against such symptoms.
These remarkable Pinkham's tablets are also one of the greatest blood iron tonics you can buy if you need more blood iron.
Yes, they're great to help build up red blood to give more strength and energy in such cases.
Just ask your druggist for Lydia Pinkham's tablets.
Truly the woman's friend.
Remember the name of Lydia Pinkham.
First news first. Here's the 1:30 edition of...